Welcome to K-Talk!
Kwentuhan na punong-puno ng
kaalaman at
kapatawanan kasama si
Shakira at
Kuda!
Hi everyone! This is Shakira Season for K-Talk Podcast.
And this is Kuda for K-Talk Podcast. We're back!
Hello. Welcome to episode 3! Kamusta naman?
Okay naman. Akalain mo, naka-episode 3 na tayo, di ba?
And thank you so much to all the listeners. I'm so shocked and surprised that we have so many people listening to our show. Thank you so much. We really appreciate the time that you spend with us and I hope you're enjoying.
Thank you. Yes. Ako, pasalamat din ako sa lahat kasi kahit yung actually mga almost 300 plays na ata. So yung 289 dun tayo yung nag-play.
Tapos yung nga, That's very impressive, actually, na merong 289. Kahit na 100 nang tayo, it's okay.
But thank you so much sa mga nakinig at
salamat.
Mga nag-feedback, di ba? Ang dami,
ang
kahit
sweet.
Papano.
Mm-mm. Ang sweet naman.
So, road to retirement na.
Anyway, for our third episode
for Pride Month na third episode. Pero before tayo mag-proceed dun sa episode natin, meron ulit akong trivia. Siyempre, pabibo ko, di ba?
Oh,
kailangan. Nagpapayag,
di ba? May baon sa parate. Bakit ganun may baon? Ako, hindi ko nakuha yung assignment na yun na meron pala dapat baon. Parang, ang palpak ko naman pumapasok sa show. Walang homework.
Hindi. Itong baon ko na to. Kasi sanay ako lagi may mga pasabog. So, kailangan bibigyan ko sila ulit ng trivia. So, di ba dun sa second episode natin, meron tayong pinahulaan.
Mm-hmm.
Meron tayong pinahulaan na kung sino yung nakasuot ng alpombra. Tapos, yung alpombra na yun, pag nahulaan niya kung sino yung nakasuot, magbibigay ako ng premyo na magpapadala ko siya ng alpombra. So, nung nahulaan, kung sino yung may suot na yun ng alpombra, so, siya ay si JLC. JLC is John Lloyd Cruz. Pero ang trivia dito is, alam niyo ba na hindi siya kilala ni Kia?
Yan ba yung trivia mo?
Yes.
Ano ba naman relevance yung trivia na yan? Alam mo, in fairness, huwag niyo namang isipin na snob ako or what dahil hindi ko alam ang Philippine showbiz. Kahit naman American showbiz na modern stars, hindi ko rin naman alam kasi masyado akong nerd
hindi.
Inasikaso ko sa buhay.
Papatawa lang kasi nagulat lang ako kasi ako ma-showbiz ako talaga eh. So parang feeling ko, lahat ng Filipino, kilala si John Lloyd Cruz. So pero tinilok ko kasi, lalo na si JLC, Jesus Lord is Christ. Pero kaya natawa ako. Parang nagulat ako, ay, mayroon pala talagang hindi nakakakilala.
So, baka ang tanda ko na familiar. Kasi, ang tanda ko na kasi, tsaka ang tagal ko nang umalis, yung alam ko lang mga Sharon Cuneta, mga ganyan.
Ay, mga ganyan.
Right?
So, it's not Eddie Garcia.
Fair. It's not fair, hindi ako nag-keep in touch naman sa mga modern. Tsaka naman ikaw 10 years, ako 20 years na halos. So, iba na talaga yung mga stars during
so, yung
this
trivia
time.
Ko, joke time lang. Gina-joke time ko lang po si Kia.
Akala ko naman may relevance sa Pride.
May relevance.
Hayaan ko to kasi last time meron siyang baon na merong relevance sa Pride. Ano man relevance naman yan ng Pride naman yung JLC na yan?
Hindi, kasi yung relevance nun, yung
alpombra.
Kasi di ba parang yung topic nga natin ng second episode natin, di ba? So, pinagpahula tayo kung sino may suot ng alpombra na yun. Kasi I didn't expect na mayroon pa rin palang alpombra. Tapos si John Lloyd Cruz pa. So, natuwa lang ako.
Model.
Lakuhin ko nga si Kia. Ititrivia ko siya na hindi niya pala kilala masyado. Hindi niya pala kilala si JLC. So, that's
fine.
It.
Pag-aaralan ko na siya ngayon. Anyway, since walang relevant sa Pride yung baon mo,
wala
we
naman.
Should proceed to Naloko our kayo. Topic for today because it's Pride Month and Pride celebrations. And so we have to talk about ano bang magandang nadulot ng Pride celebrations. Iba meron dyan yung visibility natin. nakita talaga ng mga tao yung presence ng community, yes, and nabawasan mm-hmm. discrimination. And because of this visibility, medyo na ramdaman ng the rest of the population kung ano ba yung issues natin and what mm-hmm. things are important to us. And because of that, some laws have changed, especially yes. for us, North America, US, and Canada. Mm-hmm. Marriage equality tayo. Was a big victory for the yep. LGBTQ community. Mm-hmm. So for this episode, we are going to talk about our married life since pareho kami ni Kuda na married, not to each other, okay?
Actually,
yun yung akala ko. Wait, akala ko yun yung baon mo.
Hindi. Titrivia ko po. Magtitrivia nga ako ulit sana. Dahil yung title dito is Our Married Life. Pero actually, hindi. Aminin na talaga natin, Kia. Na tayong dalawa talagang mag-asawa.
Actually, kami talaga yung mag-asawa. I hate to break tapos the news. Yung alam nyo na ang asawa namin, mga sister wives
yes.
namin.
Yes. I hate to break. Yes, I hate to break the news sa kanila.
Supporting lang yun.
Kailangan right? na nilang malaman. Pero alam mo, actually, di ba nung last time sinabi mo, dahil nauna nga ang Canada sa same-sex marriage, mm-hmm. and I thought it was in the 90s. 2003 pala siya nag-start dito, but across yung sa entire Canada, 2005
oh, okay.
siya na-approve. So,
oh, but that's still mm-hmm. a lot earlier than yes. the US.
Gusto ko lang i-correct kasi sabi ko 90s. So, kung may nakinig mo.
So, 2003, 2005. But still, like, way ahead.
Way ahead pa rin kami.
US from, and would be interesting to think like why, kung bakit ganun nangyari. But we all know that Canada is more progressive and more friendly and more loving than Americans, actually.
Well, they say, that's what they say. But, yeah, I guess. Pero, since pinag-uusapan na nga natin about marriage equality, so, nung, syempre, di ba, 2012 yan, napasa dyan sa New York mm-hmm. or sa mm-hmm. USA, sa across the states. So, ano yung naramdaman mo nung inallow na ng US or America, yung 50 states to have marriage equality?
Well, alam mo, before na-pass in 50 states, di ba, merong mm-hmm. individual states na na-legalize na yung same-sex yes. marriage. Especially in New York, actually, 2011, na-legalize na yung same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until 2015 that the Supreme Court ruled that all 50 states will have marriage equality. Oh, they have to recognize all the marriages in other states and it becomes the law of the entire country na meron ng same-sex marriage. So, mm-hmm. for me, nung time na yun, of course, you felt victorious na 50 states na siya, but at the same mm-hmm. time, parang natatakot ka, right? Because it's not something that you expected in your life. So, you don't know how people are going to react and how are you going to handle it. Kasi parang, ang tagal-tagal na pinagkait sa atin yung reality na yan eh. Actually, mm-hmm. most of us, we grew up na feeling natin hindi mangyayari sa buhay natin. It's so out mm-hmm. of reach na parang we just built our lives and our relationships as if hindi mangyayari sa atin yun, right?
Yes.
So, nung nangyari na siya, parang medyo may denial ka pa na parang, oy, ano kaya yung magiging result nito and will people like harm us more or
ano yung reaction
mangyayari
yung reaction ng tao.
Right
mm-mm.
you know
so nung bago kayo ikasal so syempre di ba parang legalized na so bago kayo ikasal was there any proposal na nangyari sa inyo?
Well, as you know, before kami nagpakasal, 10 years na kami together, right? So, parating mm-hmm. na pag-uusapan yung topic na yan. Although, you know, because it was so out of reach and parang hindi mo talaga in-expect
never in your wildest
na mangyayari yung mm-hmm. marriage equality. Also, because you don't want to expect it kasi ayaw mong masaktan
ang
isipin mo na one day, right, mm-hmm. meron. So, you learn mm-hmm. to live with the reality na hindi ka talaga ikakasal. So, nung ma-legalize siya in New York. Of course, we were happy. And then it was a given na, of course,
magpapakasal
kami.
Like, pero walang mga pasabong na proposal.
So, yeah. So, pinag-usapan namin na, of course, eventually nangyari. But, you know, we didn't really like formally like propose at first. And mm-mm. then, during the time, Philippines planned for moms. 70th Mm-mm. birthday. Just so happened that was anniversary year, and we were going to Boracay, which was that the first we went to together. So sabi ko, magpapropose ako.
Wow.
In my head, right? So, syempre. So, syempre tense because syempre meron akong ring. Uh-oh. But my wife is so organized and she thinks I'm a big mess, so she organizes our suitcases.
Mm-mm.
So, hindi siya pumapayag na ako yung mag-organize kasi nga ang gulo-gulo ko, right?
Magulo kang packer.
Magulo ko. So, sabi ko, paano ko isisingit yung ring? Paano ko isisiksik yun? So, nagplano ako ng in-granding plan na i-meet ko yung cousin ko, magde-dinner kami, and Mm-mm. then, sasabihin ko sa kami ko kay Ross na may papadala yung cousin ko para sa Mm-mm. sa papa ko.
Mm-mm.
Na gift for my mom. But when in fact, before kami nag-meet ng cousin ko, pumunta na ako dun sa Sing Sing place, sa Cartier. Tapos, Mm-mm. binalot ko ng gift wrapper yung Sing Sing. Kasi pinake ko na handwriting ng tatay ko or something na ganyan. So, anyway, di umuwi na kami after dinner with my cousin. Sabi ko, oh, I have to bring this carry-on. Tapos sabi naman ni Rosa, parang, why do you have to carry it on? Can you just put it in the suitcase? Sabi ko, can you just please carry it on? He said carry it on, so please don't put it in the suitcase. Mm-hmm. Sabi niyo, why? Your dad's not gonna give your mom anything valuable anyway. So, ayaw niya talaga ilagay, pinagawa niya. So, sabi ko, please, he just told me na ilagay daw sa carry-on. So, please, just allow me to put in carry-on. Sabi ko, fine. So, anyway.
Sumit ang tuwini ko, ha?
Oh, boss kasi, commander. So, anyway, nakarating na ng Philippines yung Sing Sing, right? But mm-hmm. now, paano ko naman ito isisingin papuntang Boracay?
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, di ba, wala na akong excuse.
Right? Yes.
So anyway, kinung chaba yung yung sister ko, I had to tell her na magpo-propose ako, tapos siningit ko sa kanya, sabi ko, pwede ikaw na magdala sa Boracay, tapos isingit mo na lang sa akin, blah, blah, blah. Uh-uh. Tapos finally, nag-propose ako, and it was very special because it's 10 years after the time tapos, that we spent together in Boracay.
Tapos na-legalize pa, di ba?
Oh, tapos, so, I mean, na-legalize na during that time. So we got married. When we got back to New York, we got married that September. That was June when the proposal happened.
Pero alam ba ng parents mo? Sinabi mo sa parents mo na magpo-propose ka?
Hindi ko sinabi na magpo-propose ako, but sinabi ko after.
After, nakapropose ka na.
After nakapropose.
Na magpapakasal kayo.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Walang pumunta sa kanila.
Well, so, hindi ko sila inimbita. I'm sorry.
Okay, maybe we'll talk about that more.
We talk about kayo ba mayroong proposal?
Ano, wala. Actually, wala kaming proposal eh. Parang it's a given na dahil nga, syempre, nauna na kami. So, known naman ng Canada, di ba, na may same-sex marriage. So, walang direct to the point kasi mutual na pinag-usapan. So, nung magkasama kami, parang she knew at the time na magpapakasal kami. So, walang ingrande. Pero, ngay after noon na nagpakasal kami, before kami magpakasal, naisip ko, sana meron akong dream proposal eh. Diba? Parang yun yung naisip ko na, uy, sana pala meron siyang proposal sa akin. Kasi nga, diba, nag-usap na kami, kumuha na kami ng marriage license. Walang mga eksena, mga proposal. Pero meron ako na dream proposal. So, yung dream proposal ko sana is yung parang ang dating, parang hino-hostage niya ako. Ganun. Tapos, kasi ganun, parang hino-hostage ako. Tapos, kasi syempre politician siya, di ba? Tapos, ikagawad, nandun, may megaphone. Tapos, sinasabi niya, sumuko ka na. Napapalibutan na kita. Papakasalan mo ba ako? Ganun. Tapos marami mga sniper, mga SWAT.
Ano ba yan? Bakit parang mayroong pang tokhang, may tokhang angle pa yung, bakit ba?
Oo. Yung nga, barila. Alam mo, di ba may ilip sa mga putukan?
Grabe naman yun.
Yan ang aking sanang dream proposal ni Kagawad. So, pwede naman kahit kasal na eh, siguro. Joke lang, pero hindi, wala.
Very short engagement yung sa inyo bago pa lang yung relationship niyo, but what made you say yes, or what you made you guys say yes to each other na magpapakasal talaga kayo.
Well, what made me say yes to the dress?
Actually, gusto mo lang pala mag-dress.
Yes. Or what made me say yes? Because I didn't say no. Wala talaga makuhang matinong usa.
Oo,
anyway, di sinabi ko to sa previous episode, di ba? Yung pinaka-importante na sa amin ni Kagawad is yung honesty. So bago kong sagutin, actually, na what made me say yes is nakakatawa nung nag-uusap kami actually through text nung time na yun. I was going through something. So sinabi ko, di ba, sa kanya ko lang talaga ibulalas lahat-lahat nung nakaraang ko. Siyempre, di ba, ibulalas, di ba, ang malalim. Siyempre, di ba, pag mga kabataan mo o may mga previous ano ka, may mga, siyempre, nagawa kang mga pagkakamali. So sa kanya, parang we really started clean slate. Talagang nasabi ko sa kanya lahat-lahat-lahat katantaduhan ko. Pero ito nakakatawang kwento kasi text ako ng text. So, nagte-text kami. Tapos maya-maya, parang nawala na siya. Hindi siya sumasagot. So, siguro madaldal ako kahit sa text. Siguro naka 100 texts na ako sa kanya. Tapos 6 hours, walang sagot. So, sabi ko, shit. Sabi ko, naku, baka mamaya inayawan na niya ako. Kasi, wala. Syempre, 6 hours, walang sagot eh. Pagkatapos ko lahat ng ibinulalas ko sa kanya lahat, talagang, naisip ko, ano to, dead Madela? Dead skin cells? Call center agent? Dead air? Parang wala. So, mamaya after 6 hours, kaya sabi ko, okay, fine. Kung ayaw niya, alam mo yun, syempre parang kung sa tingin niya na ayaw niya na akong kausapin, just okay. Tapos, after 6 hours, may nag-text sa akin. Ang sagot lang sa akin, sorry na lobat ako. Syempre, nagigil din ako, di ba? Parang, oh my God, nag-isip ako, baka mamaya, ganyan-ganyan. Kasi yung sinabi ko sa kanya, oh sorry, nabombard kita ng text, ganyan-ganyan, sorry sa lahat-lahat ng mga sinabi ko, ganyan-ganyan. Pero alam mo, pinaka nagpaano sa akin na hindi ko makakalimutan na sinabi niya lang sa akin is, sabi niya, you know what, your past doesn't define you. Ipatin si Kagaw. What tip? So, naramdam ko.
Na-impress ka lang yata sa English.
Oo, actually. Ginugle ko. Binay ka Google ko. Ano kaya?
Oo, sabi mo. What's the meaning of define? Paano ba yung define?
Sabi ko, oh my God. Parang alam mo yun, di ba, sa iba? Parang wow, pag alam mo, ito na, she's the one. Parang feeling, yung pang sinasabi mo, tumitigil yung mundo mo. Ako yung naramdaman ko na yun.
Ang parang, chip mo naman, English lang. Benta ka na.
Siyempre, diba? So parang ako, yung naramdaman ko na yun, parang yung mga nag-slide yung mga Care Bear sa Rainbow. Yung parang mga ganun. di tapos na laban. O, yun na yun. So sabi ko sa sarili ko.
Sinugod mo na bata.
Kaya sabi ko sa sarili ko, kapag ito talaga consistent na ganito, ito na. So the rest is history. Diba? So kung kami may ganyan, siyempre dapat ikaw. Anong yung nagpa-oo sa'yo sa aking twin?
Well, as I said before, right, 10 years na kami when we decided to get married.
Mm-mm.
And for me, when I think about marriage equality for the gay community, I always say na there are two kinds of marriages. Yung marriage na matagal na kayo nagsasama but you didn't have the right to get married. Yes. So basically, you decide to get married to protect whatever Mm-mm. it is that you already built. And then there's your kind of marriage where you really start the relationship with the marriage. Diba? So for us, of course, it made total sense. Not to mean that, you know, walang nagbago sa amin or walang change in the commitment. Of course there is. But before we talk about the marriage life, we should talk about the wedding.
Yeah, so how was your wedding?
So
sabi actually, mo, di ba, pagbalik niyo from Boracay,
actually, meron kami dapat grand plans for mm-hmm. our wedding. Gusto namin sana magpakasal kami in a destination wedding sa Palawan or another nice beach in the Philippines. So mm-hmm. nag-contact kami ng mga places in Palawan. Tapos, nagpa-plans na kami, magbibigay na kami ng deposit. Tapos nung nalaman nila na same-sex couple kami, nawala, hindi na sila nag-reply.
Ay, talaga, true story.
True story. May nakakalungkot. Oh, actually, nanghihinayang ako sa kanila kasi ang dami.
Pero yun, hello, kikita sila sa inyo,
na,
no?
Oo, ang dami naming friends na napupunta, nilipad sila. You know, we had a lot, at least 50 people nalilipad sila. from the States and all over the world para lang mag-celebrate with us.
So, ganito. Dahil marami na nakikinig sa atin, siraan natin. Anong pangalan niya?
Huwag tayong ganyan.
Charot lang.
Let's just think of it as Charot it's lang. A very common occurrence. And I'm sure wow, it's talaga. Not the first and the last that you'll hear na nangyari yan. Actually, nangyayari yan. Kahit sa Boracay na last minute, kinakancel sila ng ano local government. Oo, nakawawa naman. Actually, after namin na dinedma na kami ng Palawan, we tried also in Boracay and the same thing happened. So, sabi naman, alam nyo, witchy bells na kayong Philippines. Uh-oh. Kasi ayoko ng hassle ng ganyan na wedding. And mamamroblema pa ako. And then I don't want to have the feeling na bawal kami and whatever. Ooh, kasi legal na, diba? So parang ayoko ng hassle na ganyan. So one day, nung nagkakagulo na ito yung mga plano, we just decided, alam mo, let's just go to City Hall.
Mm-mm.
You know, so, and you know, magsi-City Hall ka, ang dami mong hindi mai-invite, right? So,
we just
said, you know, wag na lang tayong mag-invite. Let's just like do all the local people, like close to us, mag-witness na lang tayo. And then let's just do it. And then let's just have a celebration like later on. So, we went to City Hall and it was very nice ceremony, but it's like less than 10 people, including us and photographer. Tapos, we just had lunch. And very low budget, so it's great because we had a lot of money that we were going to
diba,
spend on the grander wedding and accommodations.
Pa, diba?
Yeah, we just used that for traveling. And then the following year, nagkataon na umuwi kami because of my palangka. So during the time na September din, so we had actually our first year anniversary na parang
so gawa
naming wedding with all our family members. So
oh,
it worked out, although yung, of course may tampo yung family ko, but it's okay.
It's okay.
Kayo
it is
naman.
What it is.
When I think about your wedding, I really like I think about the pictures of your wedding and it's very nice.
Oh, thank you. Yung sa amin nangyari, parang similar sa inyo, pero kasi wala naman talaga kaming initial na grand na inisip na maging grand yung wedding namin or celebration. Really wanted to just get married. So, pati sa City Hall lang talaga. So, napakasimple lang nung wedding. Tapos, City Hall din kami kinasal. Tapos, after namin kinasal sa City Hall, kumain lang kami dun sa meron ako kasi sa likod dun City Hall na favorite na Chinese restaurant. Ay, sinadala ko na kayo dun, di ba? Nung the last time na nag-visit kayo.
Yung reception ninyo.
Yun nandun yung picture ni Mother Didi. Tapos, pero, ang pinakamagandang nangyari lang sa kasal kasi because, bukod sa it's intimate, though yung family ko, yung parents, wala akong parents, wala si Tia, nandun pa rin, meron pa rin kaming mga importanteng tao na kasama namin na nag-witness. Ako unang-una yung ate ko, tapos si Lia, yung first cousin niya dito, tapos yung isang yung cousin na medyo parang na layover ito, dahil kay Pope, parang na yung flight niya kasi may time na yun, basta. And then, tsaka yung, isa niya sa one of her closest friends from Michigan, tsaka yung boyfriend niya, nag-drive talaga sila dito. Kaya, sobrang meaningful niya and sobrang intimate. And, at ang pinaka maganda sa kasal namin, alam mo bakit?
Bakit?
Sobrang yung magical. Kasi, ang nagkasal sa amin, di mo kakayanin. Yun ang pinaka-highlight. Nagkasal sa amin, unicorn.
Parang unicorn?
Hindi, joke lang. Magical. Ang grabe kasi yung boses nung nagkasal nung judge sa amin. As in talagang, parang ka talagang, to have. Parang sobrang magical. Parang ka nasa Okay Ka Fairy ko. So,
oh
as in, sobrang talagang, diba? Oh, hi to Tweety De Leon, Barkada siya ni Merz.
May greeting pa.
May pa-shout out. Hindi, grabe yung boses niya. Sobra talagang lumanay. Kaya sabi ko, ano to? Parang kang ninahele. So, yung boses niya. Kaya, ang ganda talagang sobrang simple lang. Pero, magical nga. Kasi, syempre, di ba? As long kami importante sa amin is, nakasal na kami. Tapos, nung, yun, ang nakakatawa naman sa side na parent, sa side ni kagawad. Umuwi kami kasi we decided talaga na uuwi kami sa Pilipinas. So yun yung nag-try ulit kami sa Philippines. So nung nalaman nilang uuwi kami, binigyan nila kami ng small reception. intimate din sa family para makilala ko ng family, side ng family niya, tapos yung family ko naman, tapos yung mga friends, mga nice. Close friends. So, dun sa isa parang nag-rent ng isang party place. And yun, nakilala ko, first time ko nakilala yung iba niyang mga cousins niya, lahat. So,
yun.
So, parang,
that's very sweet.
Ang sweet actually, talaga.
Actually, ngayon na, because I had a small wedding, and I'm sure also because you had a small wedding, pag pumupunta kami sa big wedding ngayon, parang, oh, ang dami tao, parang ang daming nawawalang moments kasi yes. You're so tired, diba? Tapos ang dami-daming tao.
Lahat hindi mo naman makakausap.
Yung moment. So I really appreciate that we had a small wedding and I'm really glad that we did it that way.
Mm-mm. If you think of it nga, di ba, parang yung wedding namin kami lang. Tapos yung pag-uwi naman namin, we had the chance to celebrate with our families. Mm-hmm.
But we all know that marriage is not just a wedding. It's about married life. So,
yes.
Mm-hmm. What was married life for you after you got married and now you had a wife? Kamusta naman buhay mag-asawa?
Actually, sa pagsasama namin, kung sino talaga siya at ako, walang nagbago doon. Pero syempre, along the way or through the years, diba, parang mas naging solid yung samahan nyo.
Mm-hmm.
So, kami talaga, team talaga kami. So, yun yung we do things together. Kasi dati may konsepto. Saka ang maganda sa amin, yun ko lang na-realize. Dati, di ba, kinukwento ko nga from the second or first episode na, may konsepto ko ng relasyon ng babae. May lalaki't babae pa rin. May role-playing pa rin. So, before I felt that ako yung girl, ako pa rin yung kultura natin na dapat nagsisilbi.
Mm-hmm.
So, walang ganun. So, ngayon, walang ganun sa amin. So, simpleng bagay. Like, when I'm cooking, so, automatically, she will ask me, oh, do you need anything? Mm-hmm. So,
yung saka ganun. Nagluluto rin siya. Nagluluto rin siya.
Pag meron din siya ibang chores na, halimbawa, alam kong pagod na siya, automatic yun. Natural talaga na, oh, ako na nagagawa nito. Alam mo yun? So, talagang, team kami. Kasi nga, si tagkagawad, team player talaga yan eh. Eh, ako ang team lead.
No, but you know, that's not an unusual occurrence actually. And especially during this pandemic actually.
Yun nga actually. Sasabihin ko yan.
Na-discover about people stuck at home who have to do the duties of parents and husband and wife sa straight marriages. Constantly, then na-realize nila na parang hindi pala, puro babae, sa babae pala nahuhulog yung responsibility. But sa article na nabasa ko, you have to take lessons from same-sex couples kasi napaka equal ng division of labor.
Yeah, lang division
especially,
of labor.
Most especially, I think, sa lesbian couples kasi pareho kayong, you know, you keep the house, you cook, you clean, you take care of the children, and that's actually very good. And sometimes, you know, if you like look at my Instagram, parati kami nagluluto, and sometimes I have friends or coworkers who say, how do you guys like cook constantly and why do you make such great dishes? I go, sorry, but that only happens if there are two women in the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, to continue nga, lalo na ngayon, mas na-realize ko actually, yan, yung sinasabi mo nagluluto. Ako din sa Instagram, diba? So, sinashowcase namin or pinapakita namin ako nagluluto, siya yung breakfast, yung ganon, di ba? So, team effort talaga.
Wala kasing na ikaw lang.
Tapos lalo na ngayon, ang pinaka-realization ko nung nag-pandemic, di ba, parang 24/7, nakulong kayo sa isa't isa. Wala talagang kawala. So, marami kasing nangyari, di ba? Maraming cases ngayon na realize, kahit ang tagal na nilang mag-asawa, nung nakulong sila sa isang bahay, parang they couldn't stand
hindi
each
nila
other.
Kaya.
Diba? So ngayon, mas napatunayan ko talaga as a married couple na wala talaga, parang I'm fine, we're good, hindi kami nabobored, talagang okay kami sa isa't isa, lalo na tong situation na to. So, I guess that's my relationship, yung relationship namin as a married couple. And then, yun, tsaka we just balance each other kasi ako yung hyper, siya yung kalmado, siya yung, alam mo yun? So, yun. Well, kaya pinagtiyap talaga kami.
Pinagtiyap. Yan, diba? Diba? Words, so, words word. Na nilulok up ko yan.
Pinagtiyap. Yes, pinagtiyap kami talaga ng tadhana. So, yun. Ako naman, I want to ask you. Ay, arte, di ba? May pag- I want oh, to ask
I want
you.
To, I want to ask you.
Hindi kasi, di ba kayo, you've been together for how many years and married mm-hmm. for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So, kayo, how would you describe your life together then?
Well, you know, after 10 years of being together, before we got married, and it's not mm-hmm. because, you know, it's not because ayaw na magpakasal. It just wasn't available to us. So,
yes. Mm-hmm.
So we lived our lives as if this is the permanent lifetime commitment that we have for each other. Mm-hmm. So nung mm-hmm. na-legalize na yun, finally, yeah, you could say that it was only a formality
mm-hmm.
Because we already had a foundation. But one thing that you realize in the legal sense, ang dami palang benefits and rights na binibigay yes. ng marriage equality. Marriage. So, mm-mm. even on a personal sense, that feeling na your marriage is equal to any other marriage, mm-mm. and to be able to call your wife my wife.
Wife,
and
yes.
then, which is universally recognized, mm-mm. and by law, people now have to recognize this and accept this whether they like
they
it,
like
or,
it
not.
Or not. Yes.
Parang na-legitimize yung relationship niyo for the first time, and it's very, mm-mm. very empowering, di ba? Kasi mm-mm. hindi ka na ngayon afraid sa mangyayari because it's the law of the land na hindi ka pwedeng i-harm, at least for us, US and Canada, you, most of Europe. I think it changes the mindset of the relationship. You know, when people have to respect it regardless of how they feel about it or not. And in mm-mm. that sense, you also feel the gravity and the seriousness of your marriage. Kasi pantay na siya with the respect that people give to other people's marriages. Ganun na rin yung view sa inyo. So in
yes.
personally, uh-huh. parang nararamdaman mo talaga na, uy, parang seryoso na to ah. Diba? Kasi parang mm-mm. it's mm-mm. like such a grown-up, like adult thing. Kasi because of the legalization of same-sex marriage, parang you now can do so many things and it makes you feel yes. so grown up and so empowered. So,
wow.
yeah.
Yeah. That's a very, very, very nice thing. That's a very, very, yes. So, totoo, totoo. Especially kasi nga, di ba, yung marriage equality, it's about din yung legalities.
Uh-huh. Definitely. And it's protection. More about that. More
and
about
protection
that,
of our,
actually,
yung kaanuhan natin, ng sangkatiboan natin ng mga kapatid uh-huh. at mga kasangkabaklaan.
Oo.
Uh-huh.
So, may diferensya ba when you got married? Like, what did you learn about yourself when you got married to Leah, or nung na-realize mo talaga na, uy, kasal na tayo, ah. This is a lifetime commitment.
Mm-mm-mm. So, kung may difference yung marriage before or and after the marriage, actually, sa aspeto nung kung sino kami, saka sa aspeto nung pagsasama namin, actually, wala talagang nagbago.
Mm-hmm.
Ang na-realize ko lang or more on yung security and yung stability namin.
Mm-hmm.
in a relationship kasi mm-hmm. nga now we're one na eh, 'di ba
mm-hmm.
so mas more on nakakapag-set na kami ng goals mm-hmm. tsaka mas may focus kami ngayon for our future
mm-hmm.
kasi syempre may kasama ka na sa buhay eh. mm-hmm. Iba naman yung goal mo as mm-hmm. if you're single 'di ba
mm-hmm.
so parang mas na-realize ko ngayon yung difference is I felt that I have a family
mm-hmm.
hindi pala dapat na kapag masabi mo na family eh, kailangan may anak ka
Mm-hmm.
or babae at lalaki.
Uh-huh.
So I can stand up and say kasi 'di ba parang sa kultura natin sa Filipino especially if you're helping your family and if you're mm-hmm. a breadwinner tas sasabihin dahil hindi nila ma-recognize or I don't know for whatever reason or hindi nila ma-embrace o hindi lang nila naiintindihan that you have the responsibility because wala kang pamilya.
Mm-hmm.
Yun yung tingin nila eh, da wala kang anak, wala kang mga asawa. Dahil hindi naman nila tingin na babae sa babae mm-hmm. ay mag-asawa. So ngayon ay bakit para may ground meron ako uh-huh. ano na
may pamilya ka
ako,
na
may pamilya na ako I have to take care of my family
and
exactly.
then they understand mm. this na you have yes. to run things through your wife now
yes.
hindi lang ikaw yung iisipin mo mm-mm. na pagka sinabing nilang ganito or may nangangailangan they know automatically na this is a marital issue and you have
yes.
to talk about it with
your same
spouse.
Like with the traditional couple diba mm-hmm. and wala kaming difference dun kasi nga ako nung nagpakasal kami ni Kagawad siya na yung pamilya ko. Pero it doesn't mean na pababayaan ko kayo. Meron lang akong priority. Siya, kaming dalawa na yung priority namin. Because at the end of the day, dahil ang option naman na, kami naman ay this, we decided, pareho kami na, okay, hindi kami mag-aanak. Syempre, we have to take care of each other. Pag kumaga yun nga yung pinaparealize ko na, hindi ko kayo kakalimutan or hindi ko kayo kahit kailan tatalikuran. Pero sana lang maintindihan nyo na may pamilya na ako, kaming dalawa ni Kagawad, at kailangan na namin mag-set ng goals namin at mag-ipon sa future. Kasi at the end of the day, pag dumating kami sa edad nyo, baka wala na kayo, diba? So, wala naman kami, hindi naman namin pwedeng iasa yung buhay namin sa pamangkin or sa, alam yun, same goes din yun sa mga parents at sa mga anak nila, diba? So, yun, actually, yun yung parang naging difference. Kasi kung single ka, hindi mo na, diba? You'll just act as like
single. Well, at the same time, diba? Lending to that, diba, pagka, kahit na, kunyari, nung before kayo kinasal, kunyari, mag-jowa lang kayo, ang hirap mag-isip ng plans for the future and also to make people realize kung ano ba yung relationship ninyo without the actual legality. Kasi ngayon na, legal na, it's automatic na next of kin mo na siya.
Yes. Diba? Yes.
Pag may nangyari sa'yo, kailangan siyang magde-desisyon. You can own property together now. Hindi pwedeng kukunin ng kamag-anak mo kung meron kayong pinundar. So, that in itself, it changes the relationship kasi you are more confident in building a life with this person kasi alam mo na may protection of the law na hindi mo mawawala yun basta-basta.
Yun na nga. Right? Yun ang, at kasi maswerte tayo dahil nandito tayo sa bansa na nare-recognize yun. Kaya nakakalungkot. If you think kung lalayo pa tayo sa Pilipinas. Kaya nga ipinaglalaban natin yun, di ba? Na sana maipasa yung sinabi mo na yun.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, si Lia na yung next of kin ko. Kung ano man ang mangyari sa akin, she will decide and she knows what's best for me.
And so, aside from the legality part also, like for me personally, nung kinasal kami and after 10 years of being together without marriage, so kinasal kami, na-realize ko na kaya ko palang maniwala sa marriage because before that, wala kasi akong faith sa marriage. Like, I didn't have like good relationship models as far as like marriage. Tapos, aside from that, pagka all your life, you know, at least when I came out, parang in-indoctrinate na sa'yo na wala kang option na ikakasal ka, you learn to accept that. And you also learn to detest the institution of marriage kasi hindi mo naman ibibigay sa akin yun eh. So, you know what? I don't respect you. I don't respect all the people who keep this from me. So, nung finally nagkaroon na ako nung right na yun, na-realize ko na kaya ko palang maniwala sa marriage and it's something that's meaningful to me. And that I had what it takes to see it through. Right? To be able to get through the deepest and like most painful parts of me just to make it work with someone. I think that, you know, we can't overstate the importance of legalizing same-sex marriage. You know, I'm not saying na hindi ka pwede magkaroon ng legitimate relationship or to build a life with someone without legal protections. But for me, yun, nag-help talaga yun dun sa pag-deepen ng commitment sa isa't isa.
So, ano yung gusto mo, or what will you tell those who say, hindi naman kailangan magpakasal, pareho lang naman yan, kung kayo talaga? So, ano masasabi mo doon sa mga nagsasabi? Actually, even the straight couples, di ba? They sometimes they chose to be live-in partner, di ba?
Yeah. So, I mean, wala naman nagsasabi na a relationship is not legitimate kung hindi kayo kasal. The problem is, pagka straight couple ang nagsabi nun sa'yo, ibalik natin sa kanila, right? Straight couple sila. Tapos sabihin ko sa kanila, hindi naman kailangan yan eh. But they always have the option. Diba?
Open
sa kanila yun. So when they say that to you, na ikaw, wag ka na ikasal, eh wala ka naman option nun eh. Parang hahadlangan pa nila yung chance na yun. Why don't, balik ko sa kanila yung tanong, paano kung ikaw yung bawalan ko? Paano kung sabihin ko sa'yo na No, hindi mo pala kailangan eh, di ba? What, uh-huh. How would that make you feel na pagbawalan ka na sabihin ko, oh, hindi mo pwedeng, hindi mo kailangan na protect yung property ninyo or yung mm-hmm. marriage ninyo or ilagay siya sa insurance mo. Hindi mm-hmm. nyo kailangan yan, magmahalan na lang kayo. Di ba? Parang yes. masasaktan mm-hmm. sila and that's very offensive but I don't mm-hmm. think most people put themselves in our shoes. Ang dali-daling sabihin na, hey, maging kayo na lang forever, jowa. Wala namang marriage na happy or maghihiwalay rin naman kayo or mahirap mag-divorce or whatever. Like, give us the option first. Then I'll decide na ayoko.
Yes.
Just like you have the option. Then you can mm-hmm. decide na ayoko. Yes. It's not for you to say to me na wag na lang. Mm-hmm. Kasi wala naman kaming option, right?
Correct. Correct.
I really, and I also really feel na people mm-hmm. who say na hindi mo kailangan as a same-sex couple na ikasal, I really honestly think they do not have any concept of what marriage is. Akala nila party lang mm-mm. siya. Akala nila parang, oh, wala. It's just a piece of paper. They don't
yes,
understand
not, yes,
the entirety, legalities and the commitment that marriage yes. requires. So when someone mm-hmm. tells me na, oh, same-sex couples don't need to get married, it's very telling na yeah. wala silang concept of what marriage is all about.
May nagsabi sa amin yan. Ang isang tanong lang, bakit pa mm-hmm. nung nalaman na magpapakasal kami?
Mm-hmm.
Well, mm-hmm. so siguro ganun, walang, yun nga, siguro hindi aware or mm-hmm. Walang alam or iba yung konsepto. So,
uh-huh.
well, maganda yung sinabi mo. So, kung nakikinig siya, o kung sino man yan, maganda, para sa'yo to. Para sa iyo itong pinag-uusapan namin.
Narin, alam mo, so, actually, that's not uncommon narinig ko na yun before, na parang huwag nyo nang ipilit.
Mm.
Diba? Yung parang hindi lang naman nagpipilit. Diba? Uh-oh. We just want to have what you have.
Yes.
Right?
True. Ay, nako. Palalim ito ng palalim.
Diba?
Mm-mm. Kaya nga.
Para sa iyo ba, anong mga securities na nararamdaman mo because your marriage is protected by law?
Yung advantages of having advantages of marriage equality.
Oh.
Well, actually, nasabi mo na rin naman lahat, diba? Almost. Pero, yun, first, yung security is yung legal nga yung lahat.
Mm-hmm.
So, nung pumunta ako dito, kasi nga, nire-recognize dito, so doon ko na-realize na, yun, pwede ko siyang isama sa benefits,
mm-hmm.
sa pension.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, naramdaman ko talaga naging family kami. Parang naging mm-hmm. unit talaga kami. Tapos, mm-hmm. as you said, you become next of kin. Mm-hmm. You can decide what's best for each other kung if something happens. Mm-hmm. Yung properties,
mm-hmm.
di ba? Kung halimbawa may mangyari sa isa, alam mo yun, merong karapatan yung isa, hindi mm-hmm. mapupunta siya sa next of kin kung mm-hmm. hindi kasal mm-hmm. ng family, mm-hmm. di ba? Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Tapos, importante, yung equality nga na same-sex couple have the same rights of a traditional
heterosexual couple, marriage. Diba? Uh-huh.
Actually, meron kami na panood sa Netflix na show na gay man na hindi siya married sa partner niya. Pero may business nilang pinundar. So parang equal lahat. Blood, sweat and tears, pati money mm-hmm. siguro. Kaya lang hindi nga sila nakapagpakasal, namatay siya. But since hindi sila kasal, so napunta yung business mm-hmm. nung partner niya dun sa nanay, mm-hmm. sa next of kin. So, mm-hmm. Syempre, wala siyang right.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So, for whatever reason, diba? So, isa yun. Isa yung eye-opener na, pag napanood mo yun na, paano nga? Eh, buti na lang kung halimbawang yung magulang eh mabait o walang...
Eh, hindi.
Kung sugapa. Hindi mo naman masabi, di ba, kung gano'n or sinabi na or talagang ayaw hindi kayo matanggap na no. Sa amin to, dahil sa anak ko lang to. Diba? Yeah. So, anong habol mo?
Wala. Wala nga. Actually,
di ba?
Sabi nga, at least in the US, before marriage equality, the difference was 1,300. So, 1,300 rights and benefits ang pinagkait sa same-sex couples that straight couples actually had. From pension, hospital visits,
mm-mm.
lahat yan, inheritance, ganyan.
Mm-mm.
1,300. Over 1,000 rights and benefits. That's a lot if you think about it. And that has a huge economic impact and personal impact on same-sex couples kung wala yon. And, you know, another important benefit and mm-hmm. right that we have at least in US and Canada is immigration rights, di ba?
Yes.
Married same-sex couple, right? Like, well, I totally feel that kasi 10 years kaming magkasama, hindi kami magpwedeng magpakasal, so hindi ako ma-petition ng partner ko partner na who's a US citizen. So, I had to go through very expensive and very difficult immigration hurdles
process,
just to be able to get where I am, and that's a lot of money and a lot of, you know, heartache and tears. Pero, yes. Kung isipin mo, a man and a woman who meet today can get
pwede.
Married tomorrow.
Yes, at pwede na sila
mag-process. Tapos pwede na silang mag-petition, pwede yes. na silang mag-pass on ng property, pwede na mag-decide itong person na to for the life and death decisions in the hospital for this person kahit nakahapon lang sila nag-meet.
Yes.
But then couples who have been together for 10, 20, 30 years who have children and grandchildren together, kung wala silang marriage equality, they don't have rights to do anything to keep their family together and their properties together. So how can that be fair? As tax-paying citizens, nagbabayad tayo ng buwis sa gobyerno, tapos in the end, kukunin lang yung properties natin or papagbabayaran tayo ng tax because
yes.
hindi tayo considered as family members, right?
Mm-mm.
So, kaya, it's absurd. Wala talagang sense.
Yes, yes. At saka, so maganda yan na bring up mo yung immigration part because I want to have another episode about immigration, di ba?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure
makakaroon tayo. Yan,
medyo legal na to. Medyo
because
legal.
Both immigrants tayo. So,
yes,
we'll speak about that.
Sa iba.
And I'm sure madaming overseas Pinoys ang magbe-benefit about yes, our about, buhay abroad.
Tsaka yung ibang proseso na pwede nating ma-share sa kanila, though we're not experts, malay mo makapag-invite tayo ng may alam sa batas, di ba?
Mm-hmm.
So, watch out for that. Napakainit talaga nitong topic na to. Giinit ang ulo ko. Emotional ako. Kaya nagiging seryoso ako eh. So, talagang. Pero maganda tong pinag-uusapan natin. Lalo na yung sa immigration na magkakaroon pa tayo ng separate episode for that. So, to continue, kasi nga we're talking about marriage equality, di ba? So, what are your thoughts about those who are afraid that the anti-discrimination bill will lead to marriage equality?
To clarify, we're talking about this in the context of Philippine law. Kasi di ba nahihirapan tayong ipass yung anti-discrimination bill.
Yes.
And usually, ginagawang fear tactic kasi ng opponents of the anti-discrimination
yes.
bill. Yung sinasabi na, oh, it's going to lead to same-sex marriage, which is a completely
separate
law. Mm-hmm. Eh, kung basahin lang nila to take the time to read the anti-discrimination bill, walang sinasabi doon about same-sex marriage or anything.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
And we have to clarify also as advocates of LGBTQ community in the Philippines, we are not pushing for same-sex marriage na to be legalized. Kasi ang dami pang issues sa Pilipinas na kailangan unahin. Katulad ng SOGI bill,
anti-discrimination
bill, at saka divorce. I mean, my favorite joke about the divorce law is kailangan mo ipass yung divorce muna kasi hindi makakapag-asawa yung mga bading at saka mga lesbiana dahil kasal pa sila sa
mga
heterosexual partners
yung mga
sila. So, kailangan muna natin ng divorce bill first before before natin pag-isip ng same-sex marriage.
Like so,
don't even think about yung marriage equality in relation to anti-discrimination bill. But if you really want to think about it, think about why are you so opposed to marriage equality at ano bang impact nito sa buhay mo kung bakit sobrang may aversion ka dyan, right?
Eh, malaki talaga, malaki yung kultura talaga natin. Tsaka ang laking influence talaga ng religion, ano?
Oo. Oh,
malaki talaga.
Kinakatakutan so, talaga nila yan.
Mm-mm. Tsaka yung kinalakihan, yung konsepto. So, I don't know, maybe until 100, 200 years? Pag reincarnate na tayo.
In our lifetime. I'm
in our lifetime,
sure.
Ano?
Alam mo, pag kunyari na pass na siguro yung divorce bill, we can actually think na, oh, maka medyo may chance tayong maging progressive country, but until mapass yung divorce bill
yes.
na yan, parang ang layo pa.
Buti pa nga ang pandemic na ranasan natin in our lifetime.
Please, sana last na.
Oh, kaya nga, of course, yes. I'm praying sana soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Speaking of mga being progressive at saka mga divorce law at parang sobrang way behind na tayo, ano nung
yes.
masasabi mo dun sa mga tao na kailangan daw ng isang nanay at isang tatay para magpalaki ng isang bata?
Alam mo, simple lang ng masasabi ko. Actually, it's based on my experience because I was raised by a single mom. Mm. So, it's nice to have parents, diba? Pero at this day and age, lalo na na-realize mo after realizing everything na not necessarily kailangan lalaki at babae ang parents mo. Diba? Mm-hmm. So, kung dalawa, syempre, okay kung dalawa yung magpapalaki talaga sa'yo, diba? Para may difference of opinion. Pero pwede rin, pwedeng mother-mother, father-father, mm-hmm. pwedeng mm-hmm. mother-father, mm-hmm. brother-sister, mm-hmm. how do you brush your teeth?
Diba? when I think about this question, ilang walang kwentang tao ang kilala yes. mo na may nanay at saka tatay.
Kaya nga.
Ang dami-dami, di ba? Ang dami taong balahura, bastos, or whatever, na meron silang isang nanay at saka isang tatay.
Isang tatay.
At ilang
yes.
matitinong, mababait, na parang gininto ang pusong taong kilala mm-hmm. mo na raised by single parents or same-sex
ako.
Parents, di ba?
Oh, I was raised by a single mother.
We have to remember, wala sa kasarian ng magulang kundi sa quality of parenting.
Yes, it's at saka nanay may nanay at tatay nga hindi naman inaalagaan yung nang tama yung mga anak nila, 'di ba? So sa akin, yun yung take ko doon. So hindi necessarily na kailangan lalaki at babae because that's how we were yun yung kinalakihan natin and yun yung traditional na akala natin. Mm-hmm. Na dapat. So, it's nice
kailangan
to have a lot
magbago
of
na. Kailangan magbago na.
To give you actually love.
So, and
diba?
You know what? Sobrang nagiging common na actually na ang mga single parents, ang dami natin kakilala na mga single parents din sila. And they are good, you know, nice people and great mm-hmm. parents. So, hindi mo na masasabi ngayon na kung wala kang asawa, you can't be a good parent.
Well, that's why nga I base it on my experience. Kasi nga, uh-huh. hindi lang po, yung nanay ko, I was surrounded, lola ko. Andiyan yung mga tsahing uh-huh. ko. So, I think, although syempre, may moments ka na hinahanap mo, yung tatay mo. Pero, na-feel yung void. Alam mo yun? Kasi I know, I have a lot of family members na nagbibigay nga sa akin ng love. So, I guess, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter kung nanay mo
basta
o nanay
o tatay.
Basta may nagmamahal sa'yo. Sabi nga nila, diba, kahit yung mga nag-a-adopt, kahit hindi sa'yo galing, mm-hmm. diba, kaya mo pa rin magmahal unconditionally. So, mm-hmm. yun yung take ko doon. For you naman, ano ang important things ng isang couple na kailangan nilang consider if they do decide to get married or should think about before they propose?
Well, you have to think about fundamentally and through the history of time, what exactly is marriage, diba? Marriage is a contract, primarily. Mm-mm. So, mm-mm. bago ka mag-sign ng contract, kailangan basahin mo yung contract. You have to be clear on the terms of the contract. Any business, di ba? Any
yes.
business naman, ganyan naman. Talagang may mga lawyer pa sila, binabasa pa yung talagang each aspect of the contract they study. So it's the same with marriage. What's your plan? Di ba? Mag-aanak ba kayo? Anong klaseng bahay, saan kayo titira, anong religion, yung mm-mm. money matters, family, sex, kailangan mo i-define
future.
All those things. Huwag kasing sobrang niromanticize na kasi ng society ang marriage, ang wedding proposal, na akala mo na parang, marriage, may nag-propose lang and that's the entirety of marriage na wala ka nang kailangan isipin. Mm-mm. But it's such a serious
tsaka long term, it's a long term.
It's a lifetime commitment.
Lifetime
ang dami-dami talagang kailangan ang pag-usapan at saka to agree on
yes,
what kind of life you're going to be living with each other.
Tsaka yung pinaka-importante, kapag halimbawa after mo binasa yung contract, before you sign, siguraduhin mo may tinta yung ballpen mo. Eh, paano kung walang...
Well, you know, pwede naman yung figurative. Yung sa tinta ng ballpen, right? You can agree all you want, pero if you don't have the means to follow through, walang mm-hmm. mangyayari. You can just have all grand plans because marriage is such a huge responsibility. Kung hindi mo talaga gagawing top priority and in your life, don't bother. Kasi that's the only chance that you have. Yung talagang i-prioritize mo siya. Number one talaga siya in your life. Kasi yes. Even if it's your top priority, even if this person is the most important person to you, it will still be the most difficult thing and challenge that you will go through if you do it right. Mm-hmm. Right? But the rewards of a good marriage are priceless. It's great for the health. It's really great for your mood, your personality, for your personal mind, development, body, soul. For diba? For your family.
Yes.
Yeah, it's priceless.
Yes. Ang ganda talaga ng usapan natin. Parang gusto kong gawin 3 oras itong pinag-uusapan.
Siyempre, may challenges din yan. Eh, kayo, kaya anong advice mo resolving any conflict?
Conflict namin?
Wala kayong conflict ba?
Hindi, kasi wala. Perfect. Kasi perfect. Yeah, we were so unicorns nga kami. So, kaya perfect. Hindi. So, ano ma-advice ko? Actually, pagka galit kasi ako, si Kagawad, nasa labas ng balcony. Kasi nga ako si Kapitana. So, Kagawad lang siya, kaya pinapalabas ko siya. Doon ka muna sa balkonahe habang galit ako.
Eh, paano kung winter?
Di, mag-jacket siya.
Grabe naman, makanong ka-hypothermia. Ikaw naman yung lumabas minsan.
Hindi. Hindi, kasi kami ni Kagawad, ano siya. Siya yung, sa relationship namin, siya yung kalmado, tsaka pasensyosa. Ako talaga, ako yung Mr. Action Paper. Lalo na pag may PMS ako, pag kaliit-liit na bagay, galit agad ako. Nagwawala talaga ako. Mm-hmm. Pero for some reason, alam niya talaga kung paano ako pakalmahin. Eh. Di, ako naman, baka bang busa ng busa. Mm-hmm. Siya, talagang makikita mo, kalmado siya. Hinahayaan niya ako. So, alam mo yun, nung pagsasama namin, parang ako naman, ang nagiging effect sa akin nun, nahihiya ako kay Gagawad. Pagkatapos kong kumalma, tapos yung mga napakaliit lang na bagay, nagwawala ako, tapos siya hindi. Tapos nagkakaroon ako ng realization na, bakit nagwala ako ng ganun? Mm-hmm. Tapos si Kagawad, hindi. So, yun yung mga na actually natutunan ko eh, na, so, kaya ginagawa ko minsan, pag as much as possible, bawat meron akong nakitang hindi niya ginawa, ay na hindi niya kugusto. So, minsan iniisip ko, ano yung magiging reaction niya pag ako to? So, I have to really control yung sarili ko.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung imaginein mo kung ang karelasyon ko, sarili ko, ganito, edi ako, hihiwalayin ko na sarili ko.
Impossible diba? Yata.
Eh, paano ko gagawin yun? Paano ko gagawin yung hiwalayin ko sarili ko? Alam mo yung manananggal? Naghihiwalay yung katawan nila, di ba? Ganun gagawin ko. Kaya lang, paliliparin ko yung paa ko. So, yun, akin, ano lang, talagang, usual naman ata talaga yun eh, pagka mainit yung isa, as much as possible, talagang tumahimik ka muna. Pakalmahin mo pagkatapos, tsaka kayo mag-usap. Oo. Kasi sinabi, na-advise ko rin yan, diba? Communication is key. So, from there, ako yun yung naging natutunan ko, nagre-reflect ako, nakakahiya sa asawa ko. Hindi, diba? Parang minsan kasi magkakaroon ka ng reflection. Bakit nagwala ako? Tapos siya hindi nagwawala. So, minsan, na-apply ko siya. So, yun, patience talaga. Patience sa relationship. Yun, malaking bagay. I think yun yung isa sa mga bibigay kong advice sa kanila. How to resolve your conflicts, diba?
Mm-hmm.
Pero pag-usapan nyo, make sure na honest kayo, pag-usapan nyo lahat, then after nun, move on na.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Ako naman.
So, gusto mo is there something that you want to share some topic?
Then, parati kasi din ako tinatanong ito na parang, what's the secret of a marriage? What's the secret of a relationship? Mm-hmm. And walang secret. It's like an everyday commitment. You wake up in the morning, you love each other, and then you sleep at night, and then you do it again the next day. But, I always say that our relationships are only as good as the people in it. Diba? Kung
yes.
If you don't know or you're not willing to communicate, you'll bring that into a relationship and then you'll have a non-communicative mm-mm. relationship. Diba? Kung ayaw mong i-resolve yung personal issues mo, yung mga trauma mo sa buhay, you will bring that into the relationship. However it was you were brought up, kung ano yung mga hang-ups mo, dadalhin mo talaga yan if you talagang hindi mo yan may iwasan. And I think that's the beauty of being in a marriage, kasi napaka-intimate ng ano nyo, ng union yung dalawa. Hindi mo talaga maiiwasan to be na may nag-o-observe sa'yo, to hold you accountable. Tapos,
yes.
Diba? Na parang sabihin,
makukonsensya ka.
Diba? Na parang iku-question mo yung sarili mo, kasi you can't just like be on your own judgment, kasi may nagtatanong sa'yo, someone who loves and cares about you. Tatanungin ka constantly, bakit ganun yung nangyari, bakit ganun yung sinabi mo, pag-usapan natin, wala ka talagang kawala. And so you have to learn and you have to be willing to break yourself down and i-process mo talaga lahat ng issues mo, or else you won't stand a chance, and then talagang hindi kayo magkakaroon ng ano, proper communication. You won't be able to resolve your conflicts if you don't go deep down into your own self, resolve your weaknesses, your insecurities, your all your traumas, to become a good partner and to keep your marriage healthy. Kailangan you have to be a good you have to make yourself a good person and process all these things. So in order to bring into your marriage or your relationship a better partner to make it work.
Kaya nga, ako nakukonsensya ako kay Kagawad pag tahimik siya, o diba? May epekto sa akin. So marami rin ako before yung sa relationship namin na nagsistart kami. Tama kay, marami akong issues, dumaan ako sa ganyan, Kia. Yung time na yan, ang dami kong past issues, ang dami kong binibring up dun sa relationship na nangyari sa akin nung past. So I guess talagang napag-usapan talaga namin, talagang, then I realized one day, kailangan kong magbago. Kasi I really want this to work out. Kasi kung mananatili akong ganun, tama ka, I won't stand a chance. Kung hindi ko binago yun, hindi naman pwede dahil hindi man siya si Mother Teresa o si Santino na lagi na lang akong iintindihin. So, nagkakaroon ka ng realization. Kasi yung partner mo, kasi yung partner mo, you see that, alam mo yun, parang paano niya nagagawa yun, bakit siya, mabait siya, and alam mo yun, parang haba ng pasensya niya. So, dapat, di ba, parang mag-reflect ka rin sa sarili mo na if you really wanna work out your marriage. Kasi nga, iba na to eh, marriage to, it's a lifetime commitment, di ba? So, I think, isang malaking factor talaga sa akin yan, yung pag-usap namin talaga, we talked about it. Communication talaga, napakalaking bagay sa isang relationship to resolve yung conflict nyo.
That's very important. More about that in future deep dive into relationships, diba?
So, since we're both in North America naman, diba, I wanna ask you, anong kwentong abroad mo?
Ako, ang dami masyado niyan. Masyadong mahaba naman yung topic na yan. Kanina, sinisimula natin yung immigration talk. Ang haba-haba.
Isang so, episode yun.
We definitely have to save that for another episode. So, to wrap this up, we want to thank everybody for joining us today, for listening to us for the past hour. We want to remind you about our social media accounts on Instagram, Twitter, on Facebook. Please visit us. Also, send us your comments and suggestions for our show, diba?
Yes, padala nyo. Magpadala din kayo ng suggestions nyo. Pwede padala nyo rin by mail. Lakipan nyo na rin ang mga pakimkim.
Lagyan mo ng pakimkim.
Pakilagyan na lang po ng pakimkim. Oo. So, ang ganda na naging actually ng topic natin, diba? About yung our married life. And next episode, abangan nila, kaya ako tinanong yung anong kwentong abroad natin. So, but katulad ng mga pin-remote mo, yung social media accounts natin, meron naman tayo na website. So don't forget to check our website, www.ktalkpodcast.com. So we have added blog posts that you can check. So please visit our website, tapos basahin niyo yung mga blog posts, yung maganda.
Mga pinag-uusapan namin, mga other thoughts that we think about between our podcast recordings that are related to the show. So don't forget to check those out too.
Tsaka.
And we want to thank you all. This is our last episode for Pride Month, although we
Pride Month
have
lang,
other topics, and we're open to other suggestions on topics, but we have one more a compilation of all your messages. So don't forget to send us your messages or your voice messages. And the details are in our social media and on their website. Please send us your voice messages para masali kayong mga greeting ninyo for us and for the community for Pride Month.
Yes, masaya yun. Magpadala kayo ng messages nyo. Mananalo kayo. Mag-iisip ako ng susunod na premium bukod sa alpombra. Baka unicorn.
Okay. So, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And until next time.
See you in our next episode.
Akala ko see you in your next life.
Grabe naman. Isasama kita. See you in our next episode. Yes, bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. Kita-kit sa susunod na K-Talk.